Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First assignment as you wake up, then rebroadcast to your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless those on your contact. Welcome also to Thursday, the 16th day in July, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. I speak over your life. The fullness of God's grace shall be at work in your life. Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 to 23 says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I see the word mercy boldly written and pasted on you in the spirit. So I prophesy. Everywhere you go, wherever you are, in whatever you do, mercy from God and favor from men and women will attend to you and your children also. Then if you have the blessed water with you, add it to other waters in a bowl or in a cup. Use it to wash your face. If you don't have, then take a bottle of water, your anointing oil, and your anointed mantle. I want to pray over them this morning. Let me sanctify and pronounce them blessed for you from here. That water you are holding is blessed. That oil and that mantle, it ceases to be ordinary. It's no longer an ordinary water. It becomes sanctified, holy, spiritually energized for healing, for wellness, and open eyes and releasing virtues in Jesus' name. Please wash your face with that water. Mop it up, then put your index finger into your anointing oil and make the sign of the cross on your forehead with the oil. Thus says the Lord of hosts, you will become a set apart for strange blessings. Your eyes are now opened to see your wealthy place, to see your arm in the ticket, and to see your destiny helpers. All eyes are blind till God open them. So your spiritual, mental, and physical eyes are now opened to see what others can't see. By this mark on you also, the presence of God begins to go with you. Help and assistance, financial blessings will all come for you. With the washing of your face, with the blessed water, everyone with sight problems, itching, reddish, watery, swollen, glaucoma, cataracts, short-sightedness, and all that, you are healed now. Open your eyes. Start seeing clearly well in Jesus' name. Try to see. Try to read. Go back to your eye doctors. You will discover you are healed. Send your testimonies thereafter. July 16th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hands. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Happy birthday. Right? Let's take teachings and words of wisdom for today. First one, good day, my beloved Father in the Lord. Thank you for your in-depth teachings and discipleship through this platform. My question, sir, what is the secret for speaking in tongues for an hour or thereabout without necessarily repeating yourself? I desire to improve in my speaking in tongue ability. God bless you and bless TPGF. Wow. Speaking in tongues is a genuine gift of the Holy Spirit to believers. It is not a makeup. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, NKJV version says, for he who speaks in tongue does not speak to men, but the God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mystery. Speaking in tongue is the spirit of God in a believer, communicating with the Holy Spirit using the believer's vocal cord, bypassing the mind or the brain of the believer. Hence, you yourself do not understand the utterance you are making. As for fluency, which I think is what you are really asking, fluency comes as you practice or engage in praying in tongues regularly always, because it is an act of the Holy Spirit. As you build up yourself in the exercise, the syllables or the language will be changing and getting stronger by the day. It will come on its own with time. You just go on praying in the Spirit as much as you can. Jude verse 20 says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost connecting your spirit shall be giving you new pronouncements. you grow in it. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm my TPGF. I want to bring this before you for prayers and for guidance. I acquired land in 2022 and started construction shortly after. 4 years down the line, the project is still not completed. Despite all my efforts, is there anything I should be praying about or any step I should take, or is it not a spiritual cause behind this? Wow, your challenge, I won't call it problem, is not spiritual. Where you missed it was that you did not follow God's pattern, God's principles of building one's own house without struggle or stress. You follow tradition of struggling to build a house to live in first. No. When you have not built an enterprise, you have not had a business and investment, you want to build your own house, it's not going to be easy. I have taught us this principle here several times. See Proverbs 24, verse 27, New King James Version. It says, prepare your work in the field, make it strong, and afterwards, build your house. The first thing to build as we start coming up in life is not a house we live in, but a brand, a career, a business enterprise. You start an investment and then a money-making venture. Make it strong. That means plow your initial profit back into the business to grow it. Defer gratification. Don't go for comfort or luxury till the business is strong. Then from the profit, you either buy a house or build your dream house. That was where you missed it, like most people. House first, no. You will struggle and struggle. And the house you struggle to build in your struggle phase will not even be the dream house. That was where you missed it. All listeners who have not made this mistake, please don't miss it. Follow God's pattern. In Proverbs 24, verse 27, don't go with the tradition. I built my own dream house effortlessly because I followed God's pattern and not tradition or culture. Next, I'm a widow of 63 years old. Sir, my children now all married sat me down that I should look for companionship since I have retired from service. What should I do, sir, since I don't have anyone now? Your daughter. Wow, these are the realities of life. One spouse of many years passing on, leaving the other partner behind. That's life. You have good children and they have given you good advice. Loneliness at your age is not the best. My counsel will be, now that it has come to your mind that it is a good thing to do, subject it to prayers, patiently pray. There are also credible God-fearing widowers of your age, also praying and believing God for a befitting companion. God will cause your path to cross. And if you have a good, matured, God-fearing and fatherly pastor, you can discuss this with him. That is, if he has the qualities I have just mentioned. We pastors have the privilege of knowing who is who in our congregation. The pastor has to be fatherly and God-fearing. So, you don't give yourself out to exploiters and exploitation. But be praying, be expectant. It is a need that God will meet for you. Listeners, we'll be done from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service Day. Every Thursday in two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service, in all our centers across Nigeria, Living Spring Chapel International, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, for those in Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and Maraba in Abuja. Prayer focus today is Anointing for Destiny Helpers, Part 2. Don't miss it. All listeners in these cities, it will be live streamed to the whole world. Connect from where you are. Please don't compromise on your tithing. Personal and corporate tithing. I want to thank God for those that are so faithful in their tithing and see sowing obligation to God. Please keep it up. God shall enlarge, expand, and keep promoting you. Seed 7777 is still on for this month. Also, Seed 71, connecting to my bad day, connection to grace and anointing. If you want to do it, if it's in your heart to do, seat 71. Send a chat message to +234 809 789 4000 for the correct bank account. All givers, the Lord will open your windows of heaven. Everyone that is connected to this service, to this commission, the anointing, the grace, the mystery grace behind this commission will be manifesting in your life. Keep rebroadcasting it. Keep doing your obligation to God. Keep loving God. Live a holy and pure life. The power of God will be strong on you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.